This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. JaneSays. Jane says at civicmedia.us. This is Run for the Border Literally Edition.
Yeah.
This is from KYGO 98.5. Calvin found this out of Colorado. Headline reads from Sean Patrick: Denver hosts 31-mile run where racers have to constantly consume Taco Bell. In Denver, there's an ultra runner event called the International Taco Bell 50K Ultra Marathon. 31 miles. The race is a loop through Denver, which includes mandatory stops at 10 local Taco Bells. You have to order something at 9 of the 10 Taco Bells, and you have to eat it. That includes a Chalupa Supreme or a Crunchwrap Supreme by the fourth stop, one Burrito Supreme or one Nachos Bel Grande by stop number 8.
Okay.
You have to finish the 31 miles within 11 hours. You have to keep all your receipts and your wrappers. Drinks do not count as food.
Okay.
Zero tolerance policy on irping.
What does that mean? Irping?
Irping.
I don't know what that means.
That would mean getting sick.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. I thought that was a running thing for like burping or something. I don't know. You're reading one of the most insane, unhinged stories ever, and you expect me to know the lingo?
It's the best part of this whole break. Zero tolerance policy on vomiting. If you do, you are immediately disqualified. And you're banned from any on-course remedies, meaning no Pepto-Bismol, no Pepcid, no Alka-Seltzer, no Mylanta. You are able to use the bathroom as much as you'd like. You can only use Taco Bell restrooms along with one other approved public toilet. The Taco Bell 50K is in its 8th year. Their 8th year.
Yeah. Oh, I'm saving all of my thoughts till the end here.
Taco Bell is not affiliated with this run in any way, and they refuse to comment on it.
Oh.
Organizers say it's probably because of their legal team, because if they endorse it, then they could open themselves up to liability issues. So
lighten up, Yum Brands. My God, lighten up.
There were more than 700 runners took place at the 31-mile run where racers have to consume Taco Bell.
Where do I start? First of all, I am never going to take a runner seriously when they talk about their health and the running.
Okay.
Because when events like this exist, this isn't like a 5K. This isn't like, oh, anyway.
31 miles.
You can't just sign up and do this. You will hurt yourself if you're not a conditioned runner. Second of all, see, the thing is, okay, here's the thing is, there are people out there who can run an ultra marathon. This is nothing to them. This is like, I mean, whereas I'm built for the other side of it. I'm built for the Taco Bell portion of it. So if you, like, if you let's make it more like a relay. Like, let's say you're an ultra runner, Jane.
Okay.
You have to run, and then I have to get to the Taco Bell, and I eat.
You do the eating.
Whatever you order, and it must be X amount to X amount of money, these amount of items, and you can't leave until I'm done eating.
I
could do that, okay. And then you high five, and you go to the next
and
one.
And I run.
But I also like that they think on a planet that somehow Pepto, Pepcid AC, Alka-Seltzer, and or Mylanta will do anything to help them in this situation.
Isn't that adorable?
Yeah, that is hilarious. And the only thing that sucks is that, well, no, they're loving it. But the fact that Taco Bell not only won't comment and they want to be part of it, that doesn't mean that they don't go to the Taco Bells that are franchise owned by these people. And I'm hoping that at least the organizers of the event talk to them, because these kinds of events can put pressure on maybe a busy restaurant. And if people are running in to get food and they're sitting there, I don't know. Like, I'm talking about the customer service and the people who are trying to provide the food.
This is the 8th one, so I think they've got it down by now.
Also, this is the most, this is like seriously the most Denver thing. Just short of like Taco Bell and you have to smoke a joint. This is so Denver.
That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.